it's very clear that they've had a role in creating the crisis since the government took office. We've had twice as many people in mortgage distress, and the government have failed to act. Indeed, where they have acted, it has made the situation worse. They changed the law to allow for the repossession of family homes. They've weakened the code of conduct on mortgage arrears. They've given a veto to the banks in relation to insolvency. And now we find ourselves in the place we are, and it's no wonder that we are, where we've seen a 500% increase in repossession orders being granted by the courts since the start of the year. And this government needs to now act, and not just, you know, with one eye on the election, talk about bringing forward a package. They need it now. This is what the opposition have been calling for many, many years, not months but years, for the government to re-tilt the balance in favour of the homeowner instead of the banks.
One of the things we're hearing is that, as you say, these are repossession orders and not necessarily house repossessions. And in many cases, what's happening is the repossession order is being granted, and then the person in the house is starting negotiations and discussions with the bank, and in many cases they're actually staying in the house because they have managed to reach an agreement literally at the 11th hour.
Yeah, well, when you're down that road, and when the court has granted a repossession order, basically you have no cards left yourself, and as I said, the government have stacked the table on behalf of the banks. But it's not just in terms of repossession orders. We deal with the figures nearly on a monthly basis in the Finance Committee, and we're well aware that there are thousands of homes being handed over on a voluntary basis. Now, voluntary sounds fine, but it's far from voluntary for the many people that we talk to. It's feeling that they have no other option but to hand the keys over to the banks, otherwise to be drawn before the courts and looking for repossession orders. So we've seen thousands of people put out of their family homes, not just through the courts, but through the fact that they have no other option, banks vetoing insolvency deals and so on. And what we do need is, we needed an independent arbitrator. You know, 4 years ago, we brought forward a proposal that an independent arbitrator would be established. I brought forward legislation myself that would have supported those that are mortgage distress in terms of family homes, but this has been voted down by government. There's other legislation on the table in relation to reducing the bankruptcy term from 3 years to one. But finally, we see that there's a chink of light where the government are talking about acting somewhat. But my concern is that it's probably more with an eye on the election and having to be seen to do something instead of do something really positive in the first place.